Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by me, David Last. Talk number 13. Do you mind? Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through to verse 13. Coming ashore after a terrifying boat trip, Jesus' team face further distress when a man with serious mental illness sprints at them. In behaviour, look, smell and words, he shows that his illness has had a disastrous impact upon his life. He's the shell of the man he was. Our minds are such amazing instruments, designed by God to have consciousness, reasoning, morality, imagination, feeling and memory. They are beautiful creations. In their finest moments, we enjoy astonishing life. But they are damaged too. Our minds fumble and stumble, much to our frustration. They can be injured and limp along. We can fall ill and our minds can even fail. We can lose our minds. And alongside all this, there are our sins. The thoughts we have which lead to words and actions which we know are wrong and of which we are ashamed. When we use the power of the mind for harmful ends. Well, the man before Jesus, his mind is certainly out of control. Indeed, to others, it looks like he's so lost himself that an abuser has got hold of him and is manipulating him. People point at him and say of this man, "He's got a demon," and then they run away. To them, it seems an invisible spirit is exploiting his brokenness. Today, some would question that description. They'd explain to us that countless tests can be run on a person like this and no forces will ever be detected except for the ones in our science textbooks. There are no invisible spirits, human beings don't have a soul. The only stuff which exists is the stuff that we can observe. That's what they say. And yet, that's such a limited view, isn't it, which has long been questioned. The features of the mind I described earlier have made humanity aware that there's more to us than meets the eye, or the microscope, or the scanner. Widespread religious belief testifies to this. Philosophical questions we ask, such as, why does anything exist, force us to think differently. Now, okay, our answers vary widely. There's a big debate about what it all means, but that debate highlights the intellectual weakness of the I can't see it approach. Well, in the case of this man, he is certainly out of control, and confronted with him, Jesus doesn't bother to launch into a discussion with those around him about the nature and truth of demons. He doesn't question their views, even though they probably hold a number of silly superstitions. Jesus is concerned to act and to show compassion. He's simply going to give this man back what he's lost. Human dignity has been stripped from this poor individual. Jesus is going to return it. It begins by simply asking the man's name. Now that's a touching moment. To ask someone's name is to show respect for them as a person. When prison guards want to dehumanize their prisoners, they just give them numbers. Jesus does the opposite. However, the spirit abuser doesn't give up easily. "We are legion," says the man's voice. "There's a whole army in here." But Jesus isn't bothered. Whatever beings are present, and however much they've exploited this poor man in the past with his broken mind, that's over now. Jesus is in charge and all is going to be well. Now the demons, recognising Jesus' authority, become desperate. They plead for permission to remain somewhere in the area. At which point, the scene becomes ridiculous, with the spirits fleeing to a herd of pigs nearby. That results in a crazed stampede down the hill into the lake where the animals drown. It's horrible, it's sad, but it does reflect just what forces of evil have done right through the millennia of history. Stripped away the lives of people, stripped away the lives of animals in huge numbers for meaningless reasons. Human evil has done this through murder, through war. Spiritual evil has done this active in all kinds of devilish manipulations upon our weakened and sin-prone minds, resulting in terrible things. But Jesus steps into our world, steps into these situations, and can change them. He bows the knee to no one and no thing. No power visible, no power invisible controls him. What do you think? For that matter, how do you think? What is your mind? Are you really just neurons firing and cells reproducing? Or are you far more than that? The love you feel, is that really only nerves tingling? The desire to do good, the struggling against doing what is bad, is that just down to your brain pursuing basic desires for survival? The delight in things like beauty or justice, is that really just attraction to what will sustain life? Are you really only a bag of diluted chemicals? Or are you more? Is your mind actually, as the Bible says, a gift from the eternal mind of the invisible God? Is your life a taste of an eternal life? An eternal life which Jesus says he can share with you. What do you think? Thanks for watching. The passage is going to be read out now, so do stay on and listen to it to hear Mark chapter 5. Then maybe pray and certainly think, because it's a wonderful ability we've been given. And then come back next time to hear the next section of Mark's Gospel.
Mark chapter 5 verse 1 to 13. They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." He gave them permission, and the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned.